Pearly Gates. What kind of name is that? Sounds like you ought to be wearing a skirt instead of a pair of pants.
I reckon it strikes different folks in different ways. Is that the grief he said you had with me?
That's just one of them. I don't like your looks.
I don't especially care for them myself. That kind of gives us something in common, doesn't it?
And I damn sure don't like your smart mouth. I'm taking satisfaction out of you for killing my friend. What was his name?
Thacker whispered back.
Dan Short. You murdered my friend Dan Short. Now, I'm calling you out, Pearly Gates. We'll settle this trial with six guns, since I notice you're wearing one. You want it right here, or you want to take it outside?
Oh, I don't want it at all, Spade. Appreciate the offer to draw with you, but my friends and I were just having a drink or two and an early supper, so we could get started back tonight. Next time I'm in town, if ain't nobody gunned you down, maybe I'll look you up.
Pearly looked at Possum and Sonny.
Let's go, boys. We owe the man some money for our supper.
You ain't leaving this town without facing me, you dumb turkey.
He stepped in front of Pearly to prevent his leaving. When Devlin stepped up to look Pearly right in the eye, Pearly took a step backward.
No offense, Spade, but whatever you've been eating ain't done your breath much good at all. I'm trying to make you understand that I ain't got any notion to have a duel with you over what amounts to your boss getting snookered out of his table for 20 minutes. I'll apologize to him if that'll satisfy you, but I ain't gonna participate in a gunfight over something that unimportant.
Oh, you ain't gonna participate in it, are you? Well, let me set you straight. You're gonna be in the middle of one. If you don't get your cowardly butt out in the middle of the floor, I'm gonna shoot you down like the skunk you are.
As obnoxious as you are, I don't choose to shoot you. So I'm going now, and you can crow about how you ran me off. All right?
He told Possum to go ahead and untie the horses, then turned and went to the kitchen door, leaving Devlin to stand there confused by the word obnoxious, but positive that it was another reason to shoot somebody. The scowling woman who'd cooked the stew and beans looked up in surprise to see Pearly standing in the doorway.
Here's the money for the three suppers. There's a little extra for you. We thought we'd let you pay the bartender and keep the rest. I just wanted to let you know we enjoyed it.
He turned and started for the front door without the benefit of seeing the almost permanent scowl move upside down to form a smile on the woman's face. Back in the barroom, the crowd of spectators were still parted to form an empty lane in the middle for the gunfight. Spade Devlin was still standing at one end of the floor, waiting for Pearly. But Pearly never looked at him and continued walking toward the door. Devlin looked at Duke Thacker, and Thacker nodded his okay to kill him.
Turn around, coward!
Pearly ignored him. Devlin glanced at Thacker again. Thacker nodded strongly, so Devlin reached for his six gun.
Pearly!
Pearly whirled around and fired. Devlin doubled over and staggered backward, still holding his pistol, the muzzle never having cleared his holster. Then he released the pistol to let it slip back into the holster and slapped both hands over the rapidly growing bloodstain just beneath his breastbone. The usual smug, cocksure face of the gunfighter had faded to one of dismay and disbelief.